This is Wisconsin's Weekend Morning News with Libby Collins. And now it's time for New at 9.
And welcome back. A little bit later on this hour, we're going to be telling you how data centers could cost you. But before we do anything else, New at 9, joining us is the host of Brewers Extra Innings and Brewers Weekly. It is Dominic Catronio, and we are so excited. Thursday is the big opening day at AmFam, and Dom, you've been watching the team very up close and personal during spring training. How have they been looking? What do you think of the team so far?
Thanks for having me, Libby. You know, I think the way I look at this team is a quiet confidence in the way that they've been playing and preparing. It's more of the same disrespect of this team externally, but internally, it's pretty similar to last year's club, and maybe just some new faces in the same roles. So I'm really excited to see, in particular, a couple of guys. Jackson Churio, in his third year in the big leagues, has shown some real signs of growth already. A healthy William Contreras is going to go a long way for the Brewers. He was dealing with a finger issue virtually all season last year. And then on the pitching side, there is so many young, talented pitchers, of course, headlined by Jacob Mizorowski taking the ball on opening day. This is a team that has a young core identified and is ready to hang on to it for years to come.
You mentioned disrespect of the team externally. What do you mean by that?
So there are so many prognosticators, and baseball, as we know, is a numbers game, and we can project virtually everything under the sun when it comes to how many home runs are you going to hit, how many stolen bases, you know, what's this guy's earned run average going to be. And there are a lot of smart people in the world that do this for a living. I'm not disparaging them, but I don't understand how the team that's made the playoffs 6 of the last 7 years and won the division 3 consecutive years continues to be disrespected in a way that people have said the same things for 3 straight years. You know, 2 years ago, it was, wow, they traded Corbin Burns. How are they going to win the division? They won the division. Last year, it was like, wow, they traded Devin Williams. How are they going to win the division? They won the division. This year, it's like, wow, they traded Freddie Peralta. Well, we've seen this story before, so I don't understand. The team has shown you their process and why they believe in their process. It's surprising that nobody else in baseball really believes in it either.
Well, you mentioned the trades. What trade are you most excited about?
I really think the Red Sox trade that, you know, a fan favorite in Caleb Durbin, Andrew Monasterio, Anthony Seager was also in that trade. People were shocked given it was the week before spring training opened and it was your entire third base depth chart. But the Brewers acquired back a player that they originally drafted named David Hamilton, and he had a tremendous spring. He's learning third base for the first time in his career, but offensively he was certainly impressive. But on the other side of that deal, the Brewers received 2 key left-handed pitchers that are both going to pitch in the big leagues for years to come. Kyle Harrison will likely be in the opening day rotation. He will be making a start probably against the Rays in the midweek series next week. And the next kid in that, his name is Shane Drouin, and he's another lefty prospect that really had a great spring training. And he'll be starting one of the exhibition games here on Monday or Tuesday. The thing about Drouin that impresses me is that his stuff is big league ready. It's been health is the reason he hasn't made his big league debut, but he is healthy now and he's excited and he will make his big league debut in a Brewer uniform.
Okay, admittedly, I am not that knowledgeable about how baseball works other than I like going to AmFam and watching the Brewers play. But when you talk about left-handed pitchers, why is that so significant that a team has those on their roster?
It's a good question. I think the way that baseball, you know, it's a lot like American sports, right? Everyone's majority right-handed, right? And the look from a lefty can change things. And traditionally in baseball as well, your best power hitters tend to be left-handed hitters. So one way to neutralize left-handed hitting is to have left-handed pitching. It's a little harder to see the baseball. The ball spins in a different direction than what you're used to as a, you know, from a right-handed pitcher. It's just a different look. It's something to keep guys on their toes. Being left-handed in baseball is super valuable. And basically, if your child is growing up and he's showing signs that he's left-handed, make sure you put a baseball in his hand, and they're going to have a job for life.
We're talking with Dominic Catronio. He is the host of Brewers Extra Innings and Brewers Weekly. All right, stupid question. You know you can always expect those from me, Dom. Opening day, the Brewers are playing the Chicago White Sox. Why are they facing a team that's not in their division for the opening game?
That is a great question, actually, Libby, because that's been a topic of conversation in baseball this year when the schedule came out. So Interleague was introduced in the 90s, coming out of the 1994 strike, and Interleague play being the American League and the National League. Remember, the Brewers used to be in the American League, and this used to be a historic rivalry back in the 80s between the White Sox and the Brewers. But the way that Interleague has now changed over the years is from previous iterations where you'd only play one division in the other league, then it was maybe a few more games and a, you know, Interleague rival. And now, every team plays every team. It's a balanced schedule. So instead of playing 19 games against each team in your division, you're now playing 13 games. So those 24 games are now being spread out against the other league. You get one series a year against the other league's teams. And that's the American League, of course. So the Brewers, five of their first six series are against American League teams, which quite frankly is ludicrous, if you ask me, in the way the baseball tradition works. So you get the White Sox, you get the Rays, you go to Kansas City, you go to Boston, you come home for Washington, hey, there's a National League team, and then the Toronto Blue Jays are here. So it's very odd that the Brewers won't see, let alone a divisional opponent, but a National League opponent until week three.
You know, you said Miss is going to pitch on Thursday. I think we're really excited to see him back out there on the mound. What do you expect to see from him?
You know, Miz told us in the media in his last spring training tune-up on Friday night, I don't think there's such thing as too amped up. I want all the juice. This dude has shown that he thrives in rocking environments. And what I mean by that is, remember the pandemonium of his first three, four starts where his big league debut was a Wednesday against the Cardinals and suddenly 30,000 were here. And then next start was Paul Skeens versus Jacob Mizorowski, the two best young arms in baseball last year. And that was like a Tuesday and suddenly there were 40,000 watching that, right? And then a couple starts later, it was Jacob Mizorowski versus Clayton Kershaw, the future Hall of Famer on the Dodgers, and the Brewers won that game too. And then you look at his postseason play. He had three tremendous games in the postseason last year. This dude means it. You can look at the track record to say this kid wants the ball in the biggest moments. He's a little bit of a goofball in a loving way out there. He lets his emotions out on his sleeve. He shows you when he's fired up. He shows you when he's frustrated when he doesn't execute a pitch. It's just so refreshing to see somebody that isn't a robot out there and is clearly enjoying his craft.
All right. The question everybody is wondering, Dom, how's the season going to go?
I still sit here, like I said in the first question, Libby, I still see the Brewers as being the favorites in the division. I know people might think that's a homer take, given what the Cubs have done this offseason. Heck, the Reds made the playoffs last year. The Pirates have gotten better, too. But I sit here and look at this squad that won 97 games a year ago. Yes, there are new faces, but I remind folks, the opening day roster last season, if you want to go chuckle at what the season ended, go look at the opening day roster last year. And also remember how they started last year. 0-4, miserable starts of the year, you know, the home run barrage at Yankee Stadium, and yet they still won 97 games. So I still see this team as the favorites in the division. They have tremendous pitching. They have an incredible bullpen. And they have young, budding stars like Bryce Turang and Jackson Churio and Jet Williams, a guy that they acquired, and Brandon Sproat, another guy that they acquired. These are going to be quick fan favorites in the 2026 season.
Dom Catronio, I know you are going to keep us apprised throughout the season on Brewers Extra Innings and Brewers Weekly, and I hope to talk to you many more times between now and the World Series.
Let the marathon begin. Thank you, Libby.
Dominic Catronio.